mother and friends. You cross a hearth at last.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Me and the spirits here, I got two rabbits looking down at me from my shrine today, ready to hear the last chapter of Death's Dog. Now, this is an interesting one because when I downloaded like a lightning strike, this whole thing came down in 8 days. I didn't get the name of the chapter. I just had to trust. So I'm going to let you all trust as well, and I'm pretty sure you're going to know the name by the end. Here we go. Death's Dog, Chapter 6. Throw the hook and take us to the to death's door. If all is right and true, we should have a very happy dog awaiting our arrival, Spiritfoot said, turning to Rantos. Do you have the chain, or is it your brother? The two feigned innocent hurt that Spiritfoot had lost the thread. The imp said, I don't know, and they took the hook together, and as one, the tribe held the signet for death's door. The hook found its mark, and Will had its way, and the chain took them to death's door, a circle and a cycle complete. Cerebus was so happy he would not stop talking all the way to the palace. The joy of hearing each rhythm of the chain, Cerebus shared about finding all of his lost friends. My pack is back. I cannot tell you how whole I feel, and I didn't even know that there had been a hole there before it was filled. Play was more reserved on this journey to Death's Palace, as all walking together felt an integration beyond what they yet understood. The changes that had been made were only just beginning to settle in, take root, and how would they blossom, these many changes, was anyone's guess. Through the gardens and up the grand arcade to the door, this time wide open, and a great party, a celebration of transformation, waited within for the Spiritfoot and her tribe. Otto arose from his abode in foot and flew in hard. Death and the rest of the gods, old and new, every being throughout time and space, ready to play, awaited the guest of honor. On her arrival, the gods, full and complete, spilled out into Persephone's garden, and then the party really began. Dionysus lit up the band, and oh, how they played, weaving the space into fun. Agni and his brothers lit up the sky. Every god had their constellation, and in their joy, a new grouping of stars, and as they gave the dots of light their creative flame, a scene of Spiritfoot manifesting Incas and Otto in the Gorgon's head, the bar of shame and resentment. Now that seems fitting, doesn't it? Said Lord Death as he came in alongside Spiritfoot. The gods are happy today. You have gave us each a gift we had no idea we had lost, and now that we have found it, we value it above all else. You gave us back our spirits. Your name rings true. Did you all have fun? Otto, Incas, you all did have fun. Mission perfectly implemented. Schadenfreude found, problem seen, and then the fun began. You can't just eat the frosting. You have to eat the cake. The whole cake. And oh, how we ate! Santos joined in. You should have seen the looks of surprise and deep relief when the dutsi kicked in. Otto, my dragon of dragons, you got the goods. Oh yeah, that's right, the dragon began. I do have the goods. Here, Lord Death, we have brought you a gift, a case of Medusa's fang, pure Schadenfreude, suffering so compounded you won't find its nature again. Now that we have done our work, you won't find it again. This is the good stuff. I raided their cellars with Rantos's help, as we knew a gift was an order to remember this moment. I would not drink that stuff without Otto's dutsi. It's terrible, Santos shared with his fangs and impish face squeezed tight to confirm his disgust. Death pulled a bottle from the box and saw the gold and black label, Medusa's eyes staring out to freeze you in your shame. Her serpents rose out to let their coils encircle the bottle. Below the Gorgon's head, the words elegantly scribed, Medusa's fang, may it bring death, so that you may have life once again. Well, you're right, Lord Death, said to Otto. This is my kind of stuff. Thank you for your thoughtfulness. Come on, all the gods are asking for you. Stop hogging her attention, Death. You spend enough time with her. The gods need her attention and blessing now. Hestia, goddess of the heart and hearth, had come to bring the guest of honor to the party. Taking her cue, led from grandmother's love, Spiritfoot stepped in. The gods had formed a greeting line up the grand stair and into Death's abode so that each might have a connection of love and thanks with her. Each god, Spiritfoot and her tribe with joy, that had found their personal spirit and how it kept the pulse for them so they never lost track of their own nature. No god's pulse was the same as the others. Spiritfoot saw how they all had their own place in the whole. Every spirit necessary to hold up the nature of the mother's love. Every mission or journey comes with a gift at the end, a teaching, a jewel to carry forward into the next adventure. God after God, joy after joy, as each spirit showed the success of the mission with the integration and some symbiosis with their god. Gifts were given along the way, and Spiritfoot knew to take only the ones that fostered the interconnection of love, which in this case was every gift. Waiting in her seat was the final gift, Cerebus, the great hound of death, white and gold coat sparkling in the shimmering joy of the gods, sat waiting for her, keeping her chair warm as any good dog. Ears perked at her approach, head rose, and the loyal mark of death's dog was on her. Spiritfoot danced, laughter frothing over as she watched Cerebus twitch with her movements. Her approach was joy as she stepped out his pulse, the bark of death's dog, and he joined in to support, give the cadence to Spiritfoot's dance. Spiritfoot danced into Cerebus, step by step, guided by his bark rhythm, pulsing her to him and her chair. The gods joined in, each giving their spirit pulse to weave in Death's dog's pulse, until the entire resonance of all came together, giving Spiritfoot the auspicious coincidence to sit down and take Cerebus's great head into her lap. She began soothing, scratching, hugging, and picking at the great beast's body. Every dog needs a monkey. All the gods cracked open the seriousness of the event, which had dissolved into the joy of a belly laugh shared by all, as Spiritfoot had shared a great truth. Truths are funny, and this truth struck right, and every god learned that the dog of their gate needed a human monkey to take care of their needs, so that they may focus their one-pointed attention on the protection and loyalty of their god's hearth. Keeping the pulse so that each and every spirit may move and meet the personal god's needs, bringing them the resources to hold up their piece of the mother's creation. Cerebus pawed Spiritfoot like a mountain dog, asking for more pets as she cooed and soothed the great dog with good dog and right there and oh yeah, there's the scritch. As Cerebus' leg let loose to express his joy at the spot found to bring such a great dog relief, Cerebus's joy resonated to all in tune with the dog nature. Spiritfoot, thank you for your actions and for your being. I can hear them all now, and they can hear me. Gates keep the balance, and creation has changed. It is very good. Thank you for letting them know about the monkeys. Having a human monkey really does bring dogs great joy. This teaching empowers both monkeys and dogs together as we care for each other naturally. How would death judge with such pure middle way without a dog warming his toes? I am lucky. My monkey is a god. You truly are the only one call Lord Death a monkey, Cerebus. Spiritfoot loved the dog more for it as he pawed her for another pet and scritch. Santos, Rantos found their thrones of protection and took their honors for their work in bringing the spirits home. The imps played, laughed, and told how the bubbles came and healed the layered pain of the depths of the horrors of Kali Ma. A toast rose from the two to the death of the age of Kali Ma, and in that death to the birth to the age of the golden age of Hanuman. Cerberus called back. He was always a great monkey, and there he is again. The toast rang out to the golden age, and may we all dogs be cared for by their monkeys. Otto took his seat on the great tortoise shell and found himself giving audience to a great crowd of gods, as all wanted to hear of their mission and the use of the Dutsi to turn the tide at the Gorgon's head. Fire and Lily shared their tales of weaving, and every being feasted in celebration and spirit love. Libations were poured, though no one chose to try Medusa's fang, and all the delicacies and joys of the feast were offered, received, and consumed. Hestia, goddess of grandmother love, and home and hearth, came forward to give Spirit Foot and her spirit tribe the offering for their service to the gods. As there were no more demons, it was a great service indeed. All the needs now met, through spirit symbiosis, the dog chain working once again. There was not much more to do than relax and enjoy life's creations. Spiritfoot, you lowly yogi you, the sweetest rascal, you hold a place in all our beings. Really, each of us holds our spirit and nature because of you and your tribe. Tonight, we offer you the only gift we can give in return for what we feel might be meaningful to a being like yourself. Today, in Death's home, we offer you our hospitality. There is no hearth where you and your tribe will not be met with welcome and hospitality. Every hearth in the Mother's creation, all gods, their demon needs filled with spirit, offer you love, safety, and feast at all the hearths of the gods, Spirit Foot, Lily, Fire, Santos, and Rantos, the great dragon Otto, and of course, the powerful, powerful lion, Incus. You are, and forever are, always welcome at home and our hearths. The end. Thank you all, whoever you may be in this great multiverse, who choose to find this lowly yogi and tune in. And for those of you fortunate enough to do so, I meet you with stories, and I will continue to do this again and again, as auspicious coincidence allows and the call of courtesy demands, which seems to be every Thursday. All right, much love to you all. May your week bring you adventures and peace and joy and ease. Play us out, Monkey Max. Play us out.
Earth Mother and friends, you cross a hearth at last. Long have we grieved while the king of demons had his way. But no longer, no longer, it's time to dance and sing. This is the time when the golden age begins. As we welcome love and peace and ease may it never cease. We welcome joy and bliss and all the eyes of the serpent's kiss. Welcome mother, welcome child, welcome Bodhi tender and mild. Welcome protection and welcome friends. It's been a long wait, but now the golden age begins. Welcome spring, summer and fall, winter is Persephone's the sweetest of all. Welcome immortality, welcome all. It's time to dance and sing as the golden age begins. Welcome all your yogis, and we call you in. Welcome all you protectors, and we call you in. Welcome all you yogis as the golden age begins.